Sinead's in Bangor. Morning, Sinead.
Morning.
Go ahead, Sinead.
Well, I agree with that lady there, first of all, but I have a sense of humour myself, and I was just wondering, Cara, is it, I wonder, did you get your points across okay?
The speech was fabulous. Everybody there joined.
I wouldn't have even paid any attention to your speech because, I mean, something so serious like domestic and sexual abuse, you have made a laughing stock of yourself.
I don't think that's what you did. I feel like I have.
You might not care, but wait, you should be respectable. You're in the public eye. And you have just, you're not making any point to me. You're just, you've made me laugh. I don't take you seriously at all.
Well, you're entitled to your opinion, but you didn't hear my speech.
It's not just my opinion. It'll be the opinion of many people across here, across Northern Ireland, because...
Well, no doubt Sinead's opinion will be divided. For example, have a listen,
well, I
Sinead.
I don't know. I'm a very open-minded person myself, but I just think when you're in the public eye, especially up at Stormont there, people are laughing at her. They're not what she had to say. I don't even know what she was talking about because I would have been too busy looking at her breath.
You couldn't see my breath when I was giving the speech. You obviously weren't listening. I was wearing a feather.
What point were you trying to make there?
Because I dress like this, does that make me a slut? Does that make me any of those things? No, it doesn't. How I dress is immaterial.
You're in the public eye. Nobody wants to see that, thanks very much.
Nobody wants to see my breasts. Well, I'm sorry, we all have breasts. We all have them. Women breasts.
Oh, yes, I have breasts, but I don't go around pointing them at people's faces or trying to make a statement on something so serious. On a subject that's so serious that people are suffering, and you're standing there making people laugh.
Well, you think excuse me, I am talking about how I've been discriminated against because I dress. That was the point that I was making, that I could be intelligent, I can make...
I think you were making a few points issues. And nobody was listening to them, no harm to you.
Well, you weren't there, so, okay. That's okay, it's your opinion. But
well, I've got eyes. I mean, you know...
Sinead, stay there, because Anya and Lisburn, Anya, you disagree with Sinead and you want to protect Cara a little bit. Tell us why.
Well, actually, Stephen, I was there. Good morning, first of all. I was there on Saturday evening and I was the speaker. And I thought that Cara looked absolutely fantastic. Her speech was very poignant. And the thing is that people were laughing with her, not at her. And for those who are making a judgment call on her, saying that she was exposing herself at the event, that is not true. So I think we need to...
Her breasts were covered with feathers.
Yes, they were.
Oh, I'm looking here at page 5 of the Belfast Telegraph, not page 3, page 5. And there's a side-on shot here, and I can fully see Cara's breasts.
And I bet
I can see them.
Stephen.
I can definitely see them.
And I bet you're smiling. I thought that she was
funny. Now,
fantastic.
Funny.
The thing is,
that's what, why you were there, to make people laugh.
The thing is, no, please let me finish. Thank you. The thing is that the outfit that I wore was, I wore it purposely to provoke thought as well. And I didn't go for something akin to what Cara wore. I turned up in a pair of Wellington boots with a watering can as a handbag, just to make a statement. And the statement is that when people saw me walking down that staircase, they were probably thinking, look at the state of your woman. But when I spoke and the message that I put across said something completely different, that we need to look and see beyond the wrapping.
And you wore what?
To look and see beyond what is...
And what did you wear?
I wore a pair of Wellington boots and I had a watering can as a handbag just for the crack, Stephen. Just to, because it's supposed to be an alternative competition, something a bit different and different. It was really funny.
Has any of this changed your mind, Sinead?
I certainly haven't changed my mind. I just think, you know, I'm just laughing away. It's just ridiculous. The headlines shouldn't be about your stupid feathers that you wore. It's just ridiculous. You're a ridiculous person. You shouldn't be up there making speeches.
Cara?
Well, it's another barrage of abuse there. I don't see myself as a ridiculous person. I saw this...
You are. Nobody's laughing.
Sorry. Can I speak? The other lady who was just talking in her speech, she was dressed in a certain way. I would dress like that from Monday to Friday. I do a lot of gardening myself. But I was given a public platform to do this. It was a point I was making on treatment that I've had in the past of being discriminated against of how I dress, and to say that it's completely irrelevant. I am a person in my own right. I have an intelligent viewpoint here. I've got serious points to make, lots of serious points to make. And if I want to dress...
There are serious points.
Tom Buchanan, I see, of the DUP, quoted in the Telegraph as saying, this is just shameful. I think these social events need to be more closely vetted by the organisers to ensure this does not happen again.
The women should be ashamed of our bodies. I am not ashamed of my body, and no one is going to make me ashamed of it.
I think if I can say as well, even as the sponsor of the event, I think Tom's comment highlights part of the problem. I think as a society, we're sick of being told how we should and shouldn't act. We had the play banned because people found it offensive. We are told when and where we can drink and to what time at night because of some people's values. And I think the point is, yes, some people will have been offended by what Cara did and how she dressed. But the point is, there's no right in society not to be offended. And those minorities who are offended should not dictate how the rest of us act and behave. I think as long as we're not causing harm to anyone, and Cara certainly has not harmed anyone, then we should be able to act in a way that's free. We live in a democracy that has freedom of speech, freedom of expression. Cara took the opportunity to use that freedom. We had women there who'd emigrated to Northern Ireland to escape persecution in other countries and talked about how they wouldn't have been able to dress how they wished. And I think we should celebrate the fact that Northern Ireland, we can, rather than condemn one person for how she chose to dress.
Michelle McTiernan is with us now, the organiser of the original Miss Ulster event, of course, which wasn't allowed to be held at Stormont. This was apparently a parody of your event, Michelle.
Yes, well, I actually thought it was quite a clever parody. I didn't take it to heart at all. It's more publicity for my event, but I do think that the message of International Women's Day has been overshadowed, obviously, by this publicity stunt.
And why do you not agree with Cara that she's not ashamed of her female body and she's entitled to dress as she likes to?
Yes, I'm all for dressing as you like, but you have to have a little bit of respect for, you know, other people. And obviously, Stormont, I just think it's inappropriate to dress accordingly in Stormont.
Would you like to speak to Cara this morning? She's there.
Hi there.
Yes, well, yes.
Hi, how you doing?
Not too bad, Cara.
So did you want to ask me why I did it, or you don't approve?
No, actually, I don't. I just, you know, obviously, well, there's a quote in the Belfast Telegraph to say that your nudity was a statement, and you obviously made your statement, and you made it. You've got your message across. So I applaud your excellence in getting the message across, but I don't feel that it was appropriate for you to show your breasts in public in Stormont. But that's my opinion. I'm sure there's other people that disagree. But, you know, I'm all for women's rights. And essentially, you know, even for the Miss Ulster competition, it was women's rights to participate in a beauty pageant. And that caused so much controversy in Stormont, which is why I pulled it to the Titanic. And I just, you know, I feel sorry actually for the organisers of the Alternative Miss Ulster, because I think your story has obviously overshadowed what their message
is. The symptom again is another example of a woman feeling I should be ashamed of myself because I exposed myself. I should be ashamed that I've brought disrepute onto a wonderful event that was hosted by Stephen Agnew and Claire Bailey. I wholeheartedly disagree. This highlights the misogyny we face every day. This highlights how I'm judged every day on how I dress. It highlights all the issues we have in our society, all that's wrong, that I should be dressed a certain way. I have to exist inside a certain box to be able to live here harmoniously.
But men have to dress a certain way as well, do they not?
Men can be topless. Men can be topless.
If a man walked in and gave a speech in Stormont topless, it wouldn't be any type of a headline?
If he was making a point about something, men walk around topless all the time. But women aren't allowed to because our...
When's the last time you heard of someone standing at Stormont topless giving a speech?
Well, you know, we've got... No, I have not heard of that before, but then I'm talking about serious issues that I have here that are very important to me. I speak a lot in public, but I was very nervous about this because it's so important to me. This is so important that we have to move forward with the emancipation of women here. We owe it to the rest of the women in the world. because we are in a fortunate society, in spite of facing a lifetime in prison if we have an abortion, we do not have the same rights as other women in the United Kingdom, and I wanted to highlight that. I made lots of different points. And if I'm being judged just purely on my breast, then it proves the point that I was making initially, is that we are so obsessed with how women look and the sexualization of the female form that we aren't even interested in what I was saying.
Okay.
And there were so many valid points made on Saturday night, and it was a wonderful, wonderful night. And I hope the debate goes well today.
Really interesting stuff. Cara, thank you so much for talking to us today, and to you, Stephen, and to you, Michelle.